He's going to take it himself for a championship.
A double play wins it for three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McCartan touchdown.
Into the
rim.
Goes at the buzzer.
Elijah wins it. The championship.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. Fun time is about ready to begin as we get ready for the semifinals. And that's where it's the most exciting match is usually, because if you win, you've already punched your ticket to Hershey. If you lose, you still have an opportunity to go to Hershey, but now you got to wrestle some more matches.
And usually in a pretty good spot, too, right?
Right.
Because if you're the champ, obviously, you're going to get a fourth, maybe fifth place finisher from a different region. If you're second, you'll probably get maybe a third place finisher from a region. So, a little better chances in those top two spots. But, yeah, absolutely. Just getting that pressure off and having a chance to be a West champion makes this round so huge.
Now, we will be running semifinals on mats 1, 2, and 3, and the next round of consolations on 4 and 5. So we will try to keep you updated on all the Washington County wrestlers and probably all the WPIAL wrestlers, along with as many of the results as we can get you.
Yeah, we're going to start right out of the gates with an all-Washington County matchup. Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan, Parker Jennings of Trinity. Again, these two have met 3 times this season. Now, Dreschman has dominated the action. He won by Tech Fall in the Tri-County Finals. He won by Tech Fall in the dual meet, and he won by major decision in the semifinals of the section tournament. Did not meet last week in the WPIAL Championships. But interesting enough, on the other side, you got Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, Bryce Thomas of Moon. These four have been in the semifinals the last 2 weekends. Sections, these four. Whippeals, these four. Now the West Regional, these four. So,
you know, a lot of times you'll hear 1 and 2. You know, 2 guys that meet in the finals all the way through. It's not likely that you're going to have 4 guys in the semis 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Incredible.
That is crazy. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to step aside for a quick timeout, and we'll be back for the start of the semifinals. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, will keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
Well, here we go. Welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. It is semifinal action. We have Dreschman of Cannon McMillan Jennings of Trinity on mat number one. Mat number two, Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. Bryce Thomas out of Moon area. And then on mat number three, Andrew Alexander of
Mifflin County.
Mifflin County. Why does I always forget that one? And Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford.
Jennings had a shot in on Dreshman. Dreshman not only was able to stop the shot, but cradled him up, took Jennings to his back. He has now lost that cradle, but does get four near fall points. So Dreshman quickly jumps out to a 7-0 lead on Jennings.
And I'll tell you, that's monumental in the semifinals. It is tough to come back from a 7-0 deficit.
He's got Jennings flattened out right now with the legs in. Trying to work the cross face now on Jennings, who just really unable to get out from underneath and back to his base. Dreshman very tough on top. Also, we'll try to keep an eye on the consolations as well because of the fact that it's essentially the blood round, right? Because right now we have eight wrestlers remaining. We'll be down to six after this round.
Yeah, exactly. And consolations, if you lose, you're out.
That's it.
You have to win this match to get into the placement matches.
And if you win, you got two chances to try to get to the state tournament. Dreshman will ride for the balance of the first. He'll be up 7-0 after one.
In the other 107 semifinal, we're scoreless between Johnson of West Allegheny and Thomas of Moon area.
Well, Thomas with a dangerous roll through there. Johnson trying to catch him on his back. And I think for Thomas, he's fortunate that the time ran out.
Yeah, very fortunate.
Dreshman and Jennings will begin neutral to start the second period. Shot in by Jennings. Dreshman fights that off. Shot in by Dreshman. Now trying to come out the back door, has Jennings down on a hip. Tries to lace that ankle. Jennings just trying to hold on around the body. Now trying to sit into Jennings. Dreshman slowly working through the body right now. He still has that ankle laced. Now tries to work back, cross face, and he's going to put Jennings on his back. Jennings held on probably just a little too long. And now Dreshman trying to see if he can get the fall. He's up 10-0. He's not going to get the fall, but four near fall points. And we'll see if he decides just to give an escape and work for the tech or try to work back on top here. 30 seconds left, second period. Leg in for Dreshman. Now working to tell you what, Dreshman was going to go across his own body with a tilt up 14-0. I don't think I would be doing that.
I don't think so either.
And he does give the escape now, so Dreshman trying to see if he can get a takedown in the final 10 seconds. Shot in. I think he's just not going to have enough time to finish the shot, though.
In our other semifinal bout, Michael Johnson with an escape is up 1-0 out of West Allegheny over Bryce Thomas of Moon.
So Jennings will go neutral to begin the third. He's going to have to hit a couple of big moves here on Dreshman. Shot at the ankles by Dreshman. Knocks Jennings down to his hip once again, working up the body. And looks like he's going to get a couple of back points with Dreshman. So two near fall points, and Dreschman will win by tech fall 19-1 at 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
We'll keep it right here because I believe Jackson Hoy should be coming up soon.
Yeah, he's on deck in the consolations.
Okay. Any other semifinal action at 114 pounds? Dylan Baird of Penn Trafford up 1-0 now over Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County. Tight matches. A lot of times in the semis, the wrestlers either completely open up or completely shut down. So you have these wild high-scoring matches or a 1-0 match.
And some of them, too, obviously, you know, Jennings and Dreschman familiar. So are Johnson and Thomas. So
right.
Not surprising. This one's a 1-0 match between these two. Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional. Zachary Hack of Thomas Jefferson underway.
Here in the third period, minute 26 to go, 107-pound semifinal action. Michael Johnson, West Allegheny, still leading 1-0 over Bryce Thomas of Moon. 114-pound semifinal action, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford, still leading 1-0 over Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County. And that is running down in the third period. And as I say that, Alexander escapes. Now we're tied at one apiece. And now a quick takedown by Alexander, and he's going to go up 4-1 with 12 seconds remaining in the match. So Alexander trailed the whole match up until the last about 40 seconds, and that's going to do it. Time's up. Your winner is going to be Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County, 4-1 over Dylan Baird of Penn Trafford.
Shot in by Rehack. Fennick trying to spin behind and get the opening takedown. Catching a leg, though, is Rehack. Now he tries to come up, switch to a double. Brings Fennick down to a hip. And looks like it's going to be scoreless at the end of one.
We've got injury time running now in mat number two, 107-pound semifinals. Bryce Thomas got a reversal out of Moon. He goes up 2-1 over Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. They're running injury time with 42 seconds remaining in the match.
Consolation match about to go final. Pachotti of Altoona over Sydney of Hollidaysburg 4-2, so that'll bring Jackson Hoy of Trinity out. He'll be wrestling Bennett Ferraro of Pine Richland.
Back underway now, semifinal action. Coming up to his feet is Johnson. Thomas picks him up, takes him back down on the mat. 35 seconds remaining. Thomas up 2-1 over Johnson. And Thomas riding hard on top here. Down to 20 seconds to go. And a referee's going to stop the action, says stalemate. So they'll start again with about 18 seconds remaining in the match.
Going to get an escape for Fennick and a takedown for Rehack. Rehack leads 3-1. Over Fennick, 45 seconds ago in the second.
Coming up to his feet right off the whistle is Johnson. Turns him, but he's off the edge of the mat. Dropping down on a double leg is Thomas. Thomas picks him up, puts him back down on the mat. Down to 5 seconds to go. Now Thomas switches to a single leg, and he'll just hang on this leg. Time will expire, and your winner, Bryce Thomas out of Moon, is a winner 2-1 over Michael Johnson of West Allegheny.
Scoreless at the end of one is Jackson Hoy of Trinity and Bennett Ferraro of Pine Richland. Choice beginning to Hoy. Also congratulations to Bryce Thomas. Win number 100 in his career.
proud mom and dad right there.
Hoy will start the second period on the bottom, up to his feet. Ferraro lifts, trying to bring Hoy back down to the mat. Lift again, and this time he will get Hoy down.
Another semifinal action, 127 pounds. Santino Sloboda out of Butler up 3-0 over Cale Davis. And that match is in the second period. Davis out of State College.
Had a reversal for Fennec. He and Rehak tied at 3 after 2. And Rehak will go on the bottom for the third.
Just underway now on mat number 2, Nico Capusta of Hempfield, Mateo Gallegos of Dubois. And we're going to run injury time for Capusta. They both shot in at the same time and hit heads.
Hoy in on a shot, and he's going to get the takedown on Ferraro. Jackson Hoy takes a 4-0 lead. Ferraro tries a turn in, grabs the leg of Hoy, gets him into a sitting position. Hoy trying to reposition his body, looking at potentially a splaydal. Hooks the leg in, he's got the grasp on the other leg. We're going to stalemate though with 21 seconds left in the second.
Over on mat number 3, Santino Sloboda of Butler up 5-0 now over Cale Davis of State College.
Ferraro to his feet. Hoy, leg in, gets him back down to the mat. Now just grabbing a hold of that leg is Ferraro trying to turn into Hoy. Hoy's got to be careful here. Final seconds of the second. He will hold on and not give up any points. Really good job by Jackson Hoy there, and he's up 4-0 at the end of 2.
Well, Nico Capusta's okay there, back underway now, still scoreless in his semifinal bout with Mateo Gallegos of Dubois.
Ferraro will start the third period on the bottom. Leg in for Hoy. He'll flatten Ferraro out. Seconds into the third period.
Tommy Gretz out of Connellsville now out here in his match with Luke Young of State College, just underway in consolation action.
Sitting up now is Ferraro. Up to his feet and out of bounds. 1:02 to go in the third. 4-0 lead for Hoy. Shot in for Rehak. He's going to get a takedown on Fennec, and he will lead 7-3 with 20 seconds to go in the third. Ferraro to his feet. He's out for one. 4-1 lead now with 50 seconds to go in the third. In on an ankle. Now trying to roll through with it is Ferraro. Gets Hoy into a little bit of trouble. Hoy just trying to hold on to a leg. 30 seconds left. Hoy is desperately trying to get a stalemate situation.
If you're Hoy, you hang on to that leg forever.
Now gets a hold of a second ankle. Just does force that stalemate with 18 seconds left. So it was a win for Zach Rehak over Bo Fennec. At 114, shot in by Ferraro, fired off by Hoy. Drag by attempt, now just kind of pushing in as Ferraro, stalling call on Hoy. Another shot in, gets Hoy down to a hip. Hoy elevates the leg to force himself back up to his knees, and Jackson Hoy will defeat Bennett Ferraro 4-1. Boy, Jackson Hoy has been impressive.
He's really wrestled well. He got a little bit of danger there, but he was able to hang on. We had a final down here. I missed the score. It was Santino Sloboda, your winner out of Butler in semifinals. He'll move on to the finals.
So that'll bring up Gianno Gardner of Cana McMillan. He'll be wrestling Robert Cordova of Thomas Jefferson. That's a consolation at 121. Landon Sidden of Norwin. A couple of quick takedowns. He leads Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional 6-1.
And that final was Sloboda out of Butler 8-0 over Davis of State College.
Get a reversal for Capusta. He now leads Gallegos 2-0 with 8 seconds left in the second. Gardner was taken down by Cordova. Escape for Gardner. And they're only 30 seconds into the first. Cordova back in on a leg. Gardner trying to fight this off. We get stalemate with 12 seconds left.
Just underway now, Evan Tolliver of Ringgold and Braden Weaver of Altoona, and Tolliver already down 5-0.
First period will come to a close. Gardner trails Cordova 3-1. Gallegos got an escape on Capusta, so Capusta's lead 2-1. And a caution on Capusta. Start of the second period, neutral for Gardner and Cordova. Shot in, fireman's carriage from Gardner, and Cordova somehow not only fights it off, but pushes Gardner to his back. He somehow hipped over from the fireman's carriage. And he'll have a takedown, and he should have near fall points too, I'd imagine. Cannon McMillan coaches questioning the takedown and back points, but three near falls come with it. Cordova now leads 10-1.
I mean, I think it was legit.
Yeah. Heck of a job. That was a nice fireman's carriage, too. For him
it
to
really
hip
was.
Over like that.
Yeah.
Impressive. Gallegos with a takedown. He puts Capusta to his back. 4-2 for Gallegos, and he'll have four near fall points. Once he lets go of the hold with 45 seconds to go in the third. Gardner trailing 10-1. 1:10 to go in the second. Still 10-1 lead, 50 seconds left, second period for Cordova. Now a cradle locked in for Cordova. Gallegos does get the fall on Capusta at 5:54.
Man, Capusta fought that hard too, and unfortunately had to give it up with 6 seconds to go.
And Cordova, Thomas Jefferson, will get the fall on Gardner with that cradle. Time of the fall, 2 minutes and 32 seconds. We have injury time going for Weaver of Altoona, leading Tolliver 5-1. And Dom Canale of Trinity coming out to the mat. He'll be wrestling Nate Caracciolo of Hempfield area. I'll keep an eye on Canale if you want to keep an eye on Lowther.
Yep,
absolutely. Or not Lava, Tolliver, excuse me.
Tolliver, yep, gotcha.
Shot in for Caracciolo. Win number 100 for Tommy Gretz. Congratulations to him. Canale gets a cradle locked in on Caracciolo. He's going to take him over. Takedown for Canale. He's looking for the fall. Caracciolo trying to kick his way out. Canale looks to reload. Plenty of time here in the first period. He's got the four back points. Now for Canale, it's just about, can I get the fall and end this match early? Canale locks it back in, rocks Caracciolo back to his back.
Tolliver, Ringgold still trailing 5-1 to Weaver of Altoona.
Canale once again trying to take Caracciolo back over. Reloads it back up. Canale very close to that fall. Boy, that right shoulder barely was up in the air for Caracciolo.
I don't know how Caracciolo has fought this off as long as he has.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tight cradle.
Very tight. Down to 10 seconds remaining in the period. Looks like Canale is just comfortable with taking a 7-0 lead into the second. And that will be the case.
Caracciolo fought that cradle for almost 2 minutes. I mean, it was maybe 150. It was quick.
Canale will go on the bottom to begin the second.
Weaver leading now 8-2 over Tolliver Ringgold.
Caracciolo trying to get a leg in. Canale just kind of sitting there and waiting to see what Caracciolo does. Now a crossface here. Caracciolo wants to get a cradle of his own, a crossface cradle. Canale just trying to lift his head in the air. Now a sit out and turn attempt, and he'll get free for one. Canale improves his lead to 8-0.
Tolliver will pick up a one-point escape here, trailing 8-2 with just under a minute to go in the match.
Down to 45 seconds to go in the second period. Canale holding an 8-0 lead. Caracciolo shoots. Canale sprawls back, and they're out of bounds. Landon Sidden of Norwin is going to have a tech fall, 22-6 at 3 minutes and 50 seconds over Colangelo Franklin Regional. Shot for Canale. Trying to come out the back door with it. Pops his head. Trying to work up the body now. Laces the leg and gets the takedown. Canale now with an 11-0 lead, 20 seconds to go in the second.
Time's going to run out here in the Tolliver match, and unfortunately he's going to be defeated 8-3 by Braden Weaver of Altoona.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention to match number 3, where Braden Weaver from Altoona has just recorded his 100th win. Congratulations,
Braden Weaver with 100 wins. We've seen a lot of that in these last 2 weeks.
We really have. That's amazing.
So Canale back underneath as Caracciolo goes on top to begin the third period with his choice. And a quick turn in from Canale off the whistle. And Caracciolo just has to hang on to a leg to try to keep control. Seconds into the third period. Canale trying to get that leg free. Caracciolo coming out the back door with it. And he'll get on top of Canale as Canale just decides to let it go as opposed to exposing his own back, considering Caracciolo still had control.
Right.
That's a smart decision.
Very smart decision.
Stalling call on Canale, his first. 1 minute to go in the period. Now trying to go for a near side cradle is Caracciolo. Canale will fight that off. 45 seconds to go, third period. Grabbing a cross elbow is Caracciolo. Stalling call on Canale, so penalty point to Caracciolo. 30 seconds left. Now trying to go out in front is Caracciolo, trying to figure out a way to see if he could turn Canale. 10 seconds left. Now trying to just roll with that head on a front headlock. And Dom Canale of Trinity into the finals with an 11-1 major decision win.
Kale Yannick Amoon up 4-0 over Patrick Tarantella of Central Mountain. That's semifinal action, 133 pounds. And then at semifinal action, 139 pounds, it is Serraro of Mars over winner of Cranberry, 4-3 going into the second period.
So Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, he will come out to the mat. He'll be wrestling Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny. And they will be underway at 139. These two have wrestled the last 2 weeks. Hartman won by tech fall in both of those matches, in the section championships as well as the WPIL semifinals. Hartman wanted to try to hit a pancake. Nolan Rice of Connellsville will defeat Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon 4-1 in the consolations. Oh, they added 2 seconds back, but it'll be a 4-1 win there. Hartman still scoreless with Bencho, 45 seconds into the first. Shot in by Bencho. Hartman sprawls back. Hartman just tries to hip Bencho flat. Forty seconds left, still scoreless. We'll get a stalemate. Declan Barr of Altoona will defeat Colton Clip of Norwin 1-0 in a consolation match.
Looks like a Connellsville dual meet over on mat number 4. Landon Lynn of Connellsville now up against Parker Joseph of Mars.
Starting with the next match on mat 3, Malvin Constellation, 345 in the
consolation. Score still 4-3. Serraro of Mars leading over a winner of Cranberry. Time ticking down here in the second period of that match.
Still scoreless between Hartman and Bencho, and that's how the first period will end. John Emma of Cannon McMillan, he's underway against Aiden Thompson of Cranberry. Quick takedown for Emma. Escape for Thompson. Emma leads 3-1. So Canna McMillan on mats 2 and 5. You want to grab Emma, Sam, and I'll take Hartman?
Absolutely.
Hartman gives the escape to Bencho to begin the period, so Bencho's lead 1-0.
Looks like they're running injury time for Aiden Thompson in the Emma Thompson match.
Shot in by Bencho, and stalemate, 1:21 to go in the second. Hartman trails 1-0. Snap down to a front headlock. And now Hartman with an underhook in.
Boy, Emma was close to picking up a takedown and just ran out of mat. Now Emma will pick up the takedown. John Emma, Canna Mac, will go up 6-2 over Aiden Thompson of Cranberry.
You can tell Bencho is a guy who has been teched by Hartman twice and knows some of the big moves that Hartman can hit. There's Hartman on inside single and a deep shot, and he'll get right into the takedown. 3-1 lead for Hartman.
Hartman was in so deep that time there was nothing he could do.
Yeah, absolutely not. 23 seconds to go. Gives it escape. Now Hartman spins behind. He's got to get Bencho to the mat and stay in bounds, and he will. That was a dangerous lit up with only 20 seconds left, but does get the takedown. Kale Yannick of Moon, he's going to advance into the finals. 15-4 over Patrick Tarantella of Central Mountain.
Emma will pick up a takedown right here early in the second period and go up 9-3 as he cuts Thompson loose. Now another takedown. Emma will go up 12-3 halfway through the second period.
Start of the third period, Hartman chooses neutral, leading 6-2. Shot in. Now underhook here for Hartman, and they go out of bounds. Keep an eye on Olympic Serraro of Mars. He's up 5-3, just 10 seconds to go, but Dalton Wenner of Cranberry in deep on Serraro. Final seconds, and Serraro trying to lift. Wenner's going to get the takedown with 1 second left.
Oh, my goodness.
1 second left, and Wenner gets it to win 6-5. Wow.
John Emma up 12-7 now, as Aiden Thompson went on a flurry of scoring points out of Cranberry. Emma still leading as time's running down in the second period.
Hartman does get a cradle and will get a takedown, but no near fall points. Hasn't taken Bencho over with it. 50 seconds to go in the third. And we get a stalemate. 9-2 lead for Hartman with 45 seconds left.
Well, it was Thompson's choice. He chose down for the third period. Emma says, let's work on our feet, and gives him 1 point escape.
Hartman will optional start, give Bencho a .93. Bencho right in on the ankle of Hartman.
Quick takedown for John Emma. He's up 15-8.
Hartman holding on between the legs right now. Now Bencho able to turn and see if he could come up with the leg. Goes around the back of Hartman. Trying to turn him over. Hartman's just going to have to give this up before he gives up back points with it. 9-6. And now trying to give Hartman up is Bencho. Final seconds, and Hartman of Cannon McMillan will defeat Bencho 9-6.
John Emma now up 18-9 in his consolation bout with Aiden Thompson of Cranberry. Under a minute to go here in the third. Now it's going to be a reversal for Thompson. 18-11, high scoring bout. And off the edge of the mat they'll go. 44 seconds remaining in the match. 18-11, John Emma, Cannon Mac, leading Aiden Thompson of Cranberry.
Mat two is the Washington County mat, because now we have Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan coming out. He'll be wrestling Kai Vioma of Connellsville.
Go ahead and take that, Matt. I'll keep an eye on Emma as he's up 18-11.
You got it. Finnegan trying to go high on the head. Shot in by Vioma. He's going to crawl up to get that second leg and work up the body, get the takedown, and Vioma will lead Finnegan 3-0. An escape given by Vioma, so it'll be 3-1. Shot in by Finnegan, but fought off by Vioma. Deep shot this time, double leg for Vioma. Nice job by Finnegan to fight that off. Now Vioma drags him back in, but they'll go out of bounds.
Well, your winner of consolation is John Emma of Cannon Mac, wins 19-11 over Aiden Thompson of Cranberry.
Another shot in by Vioma, takedown on Finnegan. 6-1 lead for Vioma, 45 seconds to go in the first.
In the other 145-pound semifinal, Aiden Coons, Central Mountain, leading over Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin. Also in semifinal action, James Whitbread of State College leading 1-0 over Owen Campbell of Plum. That's early in the second period. That's 152-pound semifinals.
15 seconds to go in the first. 6-1 lead for Vioma. And it'll be 6-1 after one.
Consolation action, Wyatt Long of Bellefonte leading 4-0 over Daniel Smith of Connellsville. That's the third Connellsville match in a row on mat number four.
Connellsville mat and the Washington County mat.
Yeah. I like the Connellsville mat better than the blood mat.
Yes.
So I'm glad that changed.
Start of the second period for Finnegan. He's in a little bit of trouble here against Vioma. Vioma's going to get a takedown. Finnegan able to, he's going towards his back, but able to fight that off. Now an escape for Finnegan. 9-2 Vioma.
Like injury time down on mat one for, I believe that's Coons of Central Mountain. No, check that. That's going to be Klingensmith of Norwin they're looking at. He's got a big wrap on his left knee, but he appears to be okay.
Minute to go in the second period for Finnegan. Trailing Vioma 9-2. In on an ankle is Vioma. Switches to a double. And another takedown makes it 12-2, Vioma. Down to 30 seconds left in the second. Yoma riding with that 12-2 lead. So it'll be 12-2 at the end of two periods. Yoma leading Finnegan. And Finnegan's going to choose the top position for the third.
We owe a break, but we're going to keep it right here for the conclusion of the Finnegan match, and then we have Devin Junko coming up after that, so we'll take a break after the Junko match.
Might be able to squeeze one in between. We'll see. Can't get a couple in. Depending on this Chase Smith-Brooks Blasco match, which right now is scoreless, or a 1-0 lead, I should say. Blasco over Smith, if he just got an escape. That could be a 1-1 match. Those two have wrestled about eight times this season.
Yeah, that could be an overtime match.
That's the mat Junko will be on after Smith and Blasco. Going to get a caution. Referee's going to say it's his time. So no caution on Finnegan for an early start.
Consolation action on mat number three, 152-pound semifinal match on mat number three. James Whitbread just picked up a takedown out of State College. He leads 10-3 now over Ovin Campbell of Plum with 20 seconds to go in the match.
Finnegan hit with a stalling call, not getting Vioma down to the mat. Going to get a final as well for Coons of Central Mountain. He'll defeat Klingon Smith of Norwin. They just have 3 seconds remaining in that bout, but it's an 11-1 lead for Coons.
And that's your final on mat three, James Whitbread, State College winner 10-3 over Owen Campbell of Plum.
And Coons a winner 11-1 over Klingon Smith. So the only semifinal match going at this moment, Vioma and Finnegan, potentially dangerous with 1:34 to go in the third. Vioma leading 12-2. He almost done a nice job of getting to his feet rather quickly on the bottom to not allow Finnegan to try to set anything up. Now Finnegan rolls him to the ground and gets a leg in as well, but gets a little bit high, and now Vioma will pick up. They're going to call it an escape, a reversal. They're going to call it an escape. Put him on their feet.
Underway in consolations on mat number one, Michael Ruane of Franklin Regional, Ezra Swisher, Belafont, scoreless early in their match. On mat number three now, Cooper Dietz, West Mifflin, Gavin Ciampoli of Altoona, scoreless in their match.
57 seconds to go in the third for Finnegan, trails Vioma 13-2. Finnegan wants to try to go high and upper body on Vioma. Vioma shoots in on the legs. Once again, Finnegan in a poor position to be able to defend that one. So takedown makes it 16-2. Escape will make it 16-3. So another takedown will give Vioma the technical fall. He's got 30 seconds to try to do it. Double leg on another high attempt for Finnegan, and Vioma picks Finnegan up, drops him down, and he'll get the technical fall. 19-3 at 5 minutes and 46 seconds for Kai Vioma Connellsville over Aiden Finnegan, Akana McMillan.
While we await Devin Junko, we will step aside. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Yeah, and welcome back to Cannon McMillan. Devin Junko getting ready here out of Trinity for his consolation bout.
Chase Smith of Franklin Regional got a reversal in the third period and defeats Brooks Blasco of Norwin 2-1. And that's what brings up Devin Junko. He'll be wrestling Jacoby Thompson of Meadville. Match hasn't yet got underway. That's a consolation at 145. They are underway. Semifinal action. Michael Ruan of Franklin Regional as the Swisher of Bellefonte scoreless in the second period. And as I say that, Ruan gets the reversal to go up 2-0. Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. Jake Lilly of Connellsville scoreless in the first. And Gavin Ciampoli of Altoona leading Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin 7-0. And they're in the second. The other consolation match, Jacob Chacon of Montour leading Jordan Rutan of Punxsutawney 3-1, a minute to go in the third. So that's the other action. Deep double leg shot for Thompson, and he'll get the takedown on Junko. Just 10 seconds to go in the first. Thompson up 3-0. And that's how the first period will end, with Thompson leading 3-0.
Tell you, watching these semifinals having a two-minute first period, those consolations, that first period goes so quickly.
No doubt about it. And the feeling out process, it really can't happen like it does
right
in the winner's bracket.
Yeah, you just have to go after it.
Junko tries to switch off the whistle. Thompson flattens him out to begin the second period. Junko to his feet. He'll get out for one, make it a 3-1 score. Wrestling on their feet. Minute and 20 to go in the second. Junko trails 3-1. Inside single for Thompson. Swings Junko to the mat. He'll get the takedown to go up 6-1. Now a tilt attempt, 2-on-1 tilt for Thompson. I don't know if he got any back points, though. Looks like he did not. But riding and leading 6-1 over Junko. Connor Montour was a winner. I didn't see that final score, but he did defeat Rutan. Escape for Junko makes it 6-2. Shot in by Junko, and just really, I want to say pancake, but wasn't even, because he kind of caught the arms and threw Junko to his back. 9-2 with the takedown. Near fall points waiting for Thompson. Thompson of Meadville trying to get the fall on Junko. Short time here in the second. It looks like he won't get it, but four near falls. Junko will trail 13-2 at the end of two.
Well, that was some serious fight by Junko, though, because it looked like he was close to being pinned, and he fought it off until the time ran out. Consolation action, Ciampoli of Altoona up 11-1 over Cooper Dietz now of West Mifflin.
Thompson chose neutral to begin the third period. Pancake there was Thompson. A little out of bounds, a minute and a half to go in the third, still 13-2.
Well, great match below as Cole Gibbons, Mount Lebanon, Jake Lilly, Connellsville tied at one apiece with a minute 30 to go in the match.
Michael Ruan of Franklin Regional is going to defeat Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte with a 2-1 decision. And that's the semis at 152. Had a takedown for Derek Warstell of Upper St. Clair. Consolations are 152. He leads Rook Smith of Montour 3-0.
And we're going to have a final down here on mat number 3. Well, no, they're going to stop the action. Is it blood time? No, stalemate. Gavin Ciampoli up 11-1 over Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin. Ciampoli out of Altoona. 11-1, but there's only 9 seconds remaining in the match.
Had a takedown for Cole Gibbons. He leads Lilly 4-1 with 40 seconds to go in the third. Junko of Trinity trails 13-2 to Thompson of Meadville. 35 seconds left, third period. They are still wrestling on their feet.
That's your final, 11-1. Ciampoli defeats Dietz.
Down to 20 seconds left. Junko is going to have to try to hit a big move here. Shot attempt. Sprawling back is Thompson. Down inside the final 10 seconds. Stalling call on Thompson, his first, as they go out of bounds with 6 seconds left. Shot by Junko. And won't be able to score any points. It'll be a 13-2 win for Thompson of Meadville over Junko of Trinity. In the final seconds coming off, Lilly did get an escape. But it'll be Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon into the finals with a 4-2 decision.
And now Luke Lilly up on mat number 3 against Noah Curran of Norwin. And they're scoreless early in their match.
3-1 lead for Teague Sanderson of State College on Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional. They're in the first period.
Okay, so they have moved consolations to 3 mats now. They just have semifinals on mats 1 and 2.
Yeah, I think the semis were getting a little bit ahead of the consolations, so I don't see any Washington County wrestlers out there at the moment. We got Bryce Collins, who is on deck. And we have Christian Lowther, who is on deck.
Well, we'll take the chance when we can to step aside. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School, PIAA 3A West Regional Wrestling Tournament. And we have a final over on mat number four, and that is going to be Derek Wurstel of Upper St. Clair, 5-4 winner over Rook Smith of Montour. Consolation action, 152 pounds.
How about the other consolation match? Sutton Stoner of Butler leading Elijah Elzer of Brashear 9-4 after two periods. Sutton Stoner was the eighth place finisher in the WPIL. Came in as a fill-in. And wow. Now he's potentially going to go into the top six if he can, you know, survive this third period to advance. At least have a chance, right?
Yeah, way to take advantage of an opportunity.
Yeah. And even Derek Wurstel, who you just mentioned, right? He took the place of Griffin Reed of North Allegheny. Wurstel was actually, looks like, the 10th place guy in the WPIL tournament. Yeah, Stoner replaced Logan Matrich of Penn Trafford. So it just goes to show you, you know, and you get put in the right spot of the bracket.
Exactly, you know. Yeah. Well, you weren't supposed to be here, so You have nothing to lose.
Right.
So, you know, just open up and wrestle.
So Christian Lowther of Ringgold going out on the mat. He's going to take on Jack White of Norwin. And they are underway. Semifinal matches. We got a bit of a wild one here between Teague Sanderson of State College, Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional. 8-7 lead for Sanderson. He's got three back points waiting for him. 30 seconds left in the third. Also a 10-3 lead for Zach LeBrier, Thomas Jefferson on Sydney Hanna, Penn Trafford. They're in the third period. And a 3-1 lead for Luke Lilly of Connellsville over Noah Curran of Norwin. That's in the third period as well. And I think that one is a consolation match, correct?
It is, correct.
So it will be an 11-7 victory for Sanderson of State College over Cartwright of Franklin Regional. Scoreless at the end of one between Lowther and White. It is White on the bottom here in the second period. Gets to his feet. Lowther drops down to a leg. Seconds in, still holding onto that leg, and now a stalling call on Lowther. So Sutton Stoner of Butler will advance with the 12-5 win over Elzer of Brashear. So Warstall and Stoner, both guys who were not supposed to be here this time last week, are both in the final six of their weight classes. Escape for White. He leads Lowther 1-0.
Consolation action, Caleb Kinsey. Armstrong now up against Jack McHale out of Bellefonte.
Going to get a final. Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson in the final. 16-4 over Sidney Hand of Penn Trafford. And that should bring up Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan against Hunter Snyder of Latrobe. We also have Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area leading Noah Williams of State College 3-1. Lowther still trails 1-0, 38 seconds to go in the second. Would you like Collins or Lowther?
Go ahead and stay with Lowther. I'll get Collins.
All right. 25 seconds to go in the second period. White leading Lowther 1-0. Shot in by Lowther.
Bryce Collins just underway now. Canamac against Hunter Snyder of Greater Latrobe.
Lowther will not be able to finish his shot. It's going to be 1-0 after two for White. Lowther with choice for the third. Hutcherson of Kiski, a couple of back points. He leads 8-1. Final seconds coming off in the first.
And a takedown now for Snyder of Greater Latrobe. He'll go up 3-0 on Collins.
Lowther tries to sit out and turn. White getting a leg in. Now White will just flatten Lowther out with the legs in. Looking for a power half.
Snyder riding hard on top of Collins here in the first period. Collins really hasn't been able to get out from underneath.
This is really how it went last time, too. Snyder got the takedown early, dominated Collins on the top position, really just punished him for two periods. And then I think he was up maybe 6-1 or something like to that effect. And then Collins burst out in the third period with a couple of takedowns and forced overtime. Could it be more of the same? We'll find out.
It looks like exactly what you just explained. Snyder was riding legs. You usually don't see big guys like this ride legs.
He's pretty tough on top. Collins didn't give any back points last time they wrestled, and more of the same here this time. 30 seconds left.
Oh, sorry, good. I was going to say, Collins hasn't been close to going to his back. You're correct. Again in this match, but man, Snyder just dominant on top, though.
20 seconds now remain for Christian Lowther underneath. Still trailing Jack White 1-0. Legs still in by White. He has just dominated Lowther from the top position. And Jack White of Norwin will eliminate Christian Lowther of Ringgold with a 1-0 decision.
And we're going to run blood time here for Collins. Looks like a bloody nose.
Hutcherson of Kiski, a 12-2 lead as he pushes Williams out of bounds.
Well, they got Collins all cleaned up. He's back out now. 3-0 the score. Snyder of Greater Latrobe leading Collins of Cannon Mac as we get ready for the second period.
Stall call on Williams. Hutcherson leading there 12-2.
Check that. Actually, I said it was his nose. He might have busted his lip. Nonetheless, he's okay. They're back in the center getting ready for the second period. Snyder will be down.
Hutcherson takedown, then he'll give the escape. 15-3.
Collins riding on top. Snyder tried to roll, couldn't get it to go. Collins remains in control.
Hutcherson trying to drive in, and he'll get a takedown just as time expires.
Now Snyder will come up to his feet and get around behind Collins to get to reversal. So that'll put Snyder up 5-0 over Collins.
So Hutcherson will win 18-3 at exactly 4 minutes. So he'll get the technical fall to advance to the finals and take on the winner of Snyder Collins.
Well, once again, Snyder riding with the legs. He's got the leg laced on one side, going with a crossbody ride. And had a banana split locked up, taking Collins over, and Collins motioned for injury time. So the trainer will come out and look at Bryce Collins. Snyder still leading 5-0 with a minute and 3 seconds to go in the second period.
Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area. Kendall Orr of Dubois underway. Semi at 2:15. These two have some history with one another. As Roskowski and Orr, they have met twice, once last year and once this year. Roskowski won last year by major 10-2. He also won this year 13-5. But Roskowski is a little bit banged up. Braden Collins of Canada McMillan getting underway against Luke Hockenberry of Bellefonte.
So Bryce Collins appears to be okay. He's back underway now. He's in a down position. As I say that, he comes up to his feet, picking up on a leg, and taking him out of bounds is Snyder. No points awarded. Remains 5-0. 46 seconds to go in the second period.
Going to get a fall in the consolations at 2 minutes and 36 seconds for Jackson Long of Bellefonte over Musabek Sadirpakov of Chartiers Valley. No score at the end of one between Hockenberry and Collins. So we'll have the second period in a moment.
Well, I'll tell you what, Snyder is dominant on top. Collins had the one chance to get out, couldn't quite get out, but other than that, he hasn't had many opportunities. Down to 20 seconds to go in the second period. Snyder working a wing, trying to turn Collins, but unable to turn him so far. Down to about 5 seconds to go in the second. And that'll do it for the second period. 5-0. Hunter Snyder of Greater Latrobe leading over Bryce Collins of Canamac. It is Collins' choice here in the third, and he'll choose neutral.
Braden Collins wrestling underneath here in this second period. Still scoreless with Hockenberry.
Shot in right off the whistle by Snyder. He's in on a single leg. Collins trying to fight this off. Has a whizzer in. Snyder coming around, trying to grab that other ankle. He has the other ankle, and there it is. That's the takedown for Snyder. That'll make it 8-0. And they're going to have a locked hands call against Snyder. And that'll give 1 point to Collins. Snyder rolled Collins like you would in a freestyle match. Only that doesn't work in folk style.
Braden Collins got an escape in the second period. Now he's trying to come out the back door on a shot against Hockenberry. Hockenberry draped over top the body right now, trying to fight it off with 30 seconds left in the second.
Well, now Snyder has Bryce Collins cradled up. He's going to take Collins to his back. He's getting a count. Hunter Snyder, I don't know if he can get the fall from here, but he is going to pick up four back points and go up 12-1. Well, points haven't been awarded yet because Collins still in the cradle. And now the cradle breaks. Four back points for Snyder. And coming around is going to be Collins, so he'll get the reversal. That'll make the score 12-3 in favor of Snyder.
Braden Collins leads 1-0 after two. Hockenberry will go on the bottom for the third.
Bryce Collins out around the front now. Snyder not moving, kind of just laying there. 22 seconds to go. And now Snyder will come to life, grab the ankle, pick that second ankle, and get the takedown. Off the edge they go with 10 seconds to go, 14-3. Snyder leading over Collins.
Braden Collins with a 2-on-1 tilt to begin the third period. He's going to get four near fall points. And now a roll for Hockenberry, trying to catch Collins' head. Collins able to maintain control. Collins lead 5-0 with a minute and a half to go in the third.
Ten seconds ticking down now in the Bryce Collins match. He tries to roll, can't get it to go. Comes up to his feet. Snyder takes him back down. And that's the way it's going to end. 14-3, Hunter Snyder of Greater Latrobe defeats Bryce Collins of Canon McMillan.
1 minute to go for Braden Collins. Riding and leading 5-0. Going to get a reversal for Hockenberry. That'll make it 5-2. Now we're going to get a penalty point on Hockenberry. So Collins will get a point. Hockenberry grabbed the leg of Collins and then his head and just kind of tried to bend him up. And it was penalty point awarded. So 6-2. Collins out in front. He'll get up to his feet, out for one, make it 7-2. Shot in by Hockenberry. Left. Third period. Hockenberry trying to come out the back door on Collins. Not able to finish. Now does pop free and work up the body, get the takedown. Makes it 7-5. An escape will make it 8-5 with 16 seconds left. Cooper Roskoski of Kiski. Kendall Laura Dubois tied at one. And almost getting the takedown was Orr. He needed about two more seconds.
Wow, that was close. That was close.
And Roskoski needs injury time, as it's going to be an 8-5 win for Braden Collins of Canon McMillan to advance in the consolations.
And it's going to be a technical fall win in semifinal action for Elijah Brown of Bel Vernon as he defeats Kaylon of Penn Trafford 15-0 in a minute and 10 seconds.
That's why he's going to Penn State.
Oh, is that where he's headed?
Yep.
Okay, good. That makes sense.
Dakota Carmona coming up in his semifinal match. It's Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny. And on into overtime are Orr and Roskoski. Shot in by Orr. Trying to come out the back door on Roskoski. Roskoski, though, able to sprawl back, trying to get his hips back even more. seconds left in the overtime.
What a double-edged sword that is, too. You want to win that match to make the finals, but then you run into Brown.
Something Roskoski's all too familiar
with. Yeah, way too familiar with.
He hasn't been able to get over that hump. I think Brown's beaten him 7 or 8 times over the last couple of years.
I think you're right.
Carmona of Cannon McMillan still scoreless, a minute into the first period in his semifinal bout. Looks like they're going to go to the 2:32 periods, Will Orr and Roskowski. Five seconds ago in the first for Carmona. Ian McConaughey just continue to dance with one another.
Doing that big boy dance again.
Roskowski gets free for one in his 30 seconds. So he leads 2-1. Halfway through. Roskowski with a shot in. Outside single. Oh, gets behind Orr. Boy, he only needed another second. He got him down to the mat, but time ran out before he could finish. Carmona scoreless at the end of one. He goes on the bottom to begin the second period. Carmona trying to get to his feet. Conahay trying to trap the arm. He flattens him out. Orr out for one. They're tied at 2. Well, that one looks like it's going to be headed to the ultimate tiebreaker. Unless either wrestler can get a quick takedown here in the next 8 seconds. McConaughey throwing the legs in on Carmona. Don't see that too often at 285.
No, not very often at all.
Kendall Orr scored first. He's going to go on the bottom position here in the ultimate tiebreaker. So here we go, ultimate tiebreaker match. Orr up to his feet. Roskowski trying to throw a leg in. Rolled down to the mat, locked hands, call on Roskowski. And that'll do it. Kendall Orr, a winner, 3-2 in the ultimate tiebreaker.
And boy, no argument from Roskowski. He knew it as soon as he did it, too. Do want to let you know we will have a break after these last couple matches. The next round of consolations will begin at 12:15, they said. So we'll take a break and come back on just about 12:15 for the fourth round of consolations.
John Montgomery of Franklin Regional, a winner 7-1 in the consolations over Wycheck of Seneca Valley. Carmona did get an escape from McConaughey, so he leads 1-0. 15 seconds to go in the second period, wrestling neutral. Cam Dana of West Allegheny, Scott Payne of Hollidaysburg, the other semi at 285 underway. Conahay will have choice for the third. Carmona, a 1-0 lead. And get a caution on Carmona for the start of this third.
Over in consolation action, Sage Burkett of Punxsutawney leading 1-0 over Noah Lucarelli of Cranberry. That's late in the third period.
Carney up to his feet. He's going to get out for one. He and Carmona tied at 1. 1.5 to go in the third. Back into a tie up with one another. Camdana, Scott Payne, scoreless. They have 23 seconds left in the first. Down to a minute to go in the third period for Carmona, tied at one. Shot in by McConaughey, fought off by Carmona. Back into a tie-up, 35 seconds left.
Oh, big throw over on mat number five. And Burkett of Punxsutawney is going to be your winner as he got a takedown and a couple back points late in the period. He'll win 6-1 over Noah Lucarelli of Cranberry.
McConaughey took a shot in. Carmona trying to spin behind. Now McConaughey tried to catch the leg, and now he gets on top of Carmona, and he got the takedown. And I think it was before time expired.
Oh, I wasn't watching the clock. Shoot, I knew it was time running down.
The referees will talk about it. But I think he did get control before the clock hit triple zeros. And they do confirm. McConaughey gets it in the final second on Carmona. And Carmona will drop into the consolations, losing 4-1.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention to mat number two.
So that just leaves Cam Dana. And McConaughey gets his 100th career victory.
Congratulations to him. We've seen a lot just today pick up their 100th career victory.
Cam Dana, West Allegheny, 1-0 lead on Scott Payne of Hollidaysburg. 45 seconds to go in the second period. Wrestling on their feet. It's the only match happening right now. Seconds left, second period. So short break after this match comes to a conclusion. Not too long though, about 15 minutes probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I usually call this one, what, the lightning round? Because it goes so quick.
Yeah.
These Consi semis.
Should go pretty quick.
Two matches per weight class, 13 weights, 26 matches over five mats.
Yeah, then the finals will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock, along with the third and fifth place matches.
Quick escape just seconds in for Payne. Scott Payne had that wild match yesterday with Edric Williams of Trinity.
Oh, that's right.
That one went back and forth with both guys getting on each other's backs. Payne ended up getting the fall in that one. This is how close they all are, right? Because Edric Williams has a couple of wins against Cam Dana. And he had that tight one with Payne.
Yeah.
Williams is eliminated from the tournament.
I know. It's unbelievable.
And these two are in the semis. So
yeah.
Just shows you how close these guys all are. One minute to go in the third period. Tied at one. Still wrestling on their feet. Big round coming up, though. Mentioned a lightning round, but it's also medal clinching as well. If you can avoid that fifth, sixth place do-or-die match, you want to at all costs.
Yeah, you definitely want to win this round of consolations. Not saying you're out,
yep.
But you definitely want to win.
Yeah, give yourself the best chance. Down to 25 seconds. Dana goes in on the legs of Payne, and they're out of bounds. 21 seconds left in the third, tied at one. Dana driving in and tried to grab the leg. Now in on a bear hug. Looks like we're going to be headed to overtime. Tied at one. Has Matt won the overtime, Matt, yesterday?
Yes, it was. Yeah, that was the overtime,
Matt. Last two matches.
Yeah.
Overtime. Dana continuing to push in. He's been controlling the pressure and the underhooks, trying to set up getting that leg. And now Payne tried a little bit of a toss, but did it really about halfway through. So takedown for Dana, and he's going to win 4-1 to advance to the final.
So that'll do it for now. We'll be back at 12:15 for the fourth round of consolation as you're listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.